Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio. Open the file. Hey everyone, we do a Dungeons & Dragons podcast called D&D is for Nerds, and the East Coast of Australia tour starts this week. Brisbane is unsold out, with more seating available. Melbourne has sold out, but there is a waiting list. Canberra has under 20 tickets left. And for Sydney, we've got Tom Walker and Demi Lardner performing a live BigSoftTitty.png, as well as joining the stage to play some D&D. To grab your tickets, just head to sanspantsradio.com/live. And in some less live show news, myself, Jackson, and good friend of the show, Joel Dusha, have started up yet another podcast, this time about all things video games. So, if you want to hear our opinions on new releases, indie darlings, and retro games, just search for Thumb Cramps on iTunes, Stitcher, or directly from our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, if you were a wrestler, what would your gimmick be?
Everyone looked at me, so okay.
Actually, well, no. All right, so like a is in. So you
oh,
are
like a WWF slash WWE wrestler, so not like, hey, I'm going to win gold medal for okay, America. Yeah. But I think
I don't think those guys have themes other than America.
Well, what there was the famous WWF wrestler who was the Olympic gold medal winner, Kurt Angle.
Yeah,
and that was his gimmick. That was his gimmick.
That's a recurse.
Just to make the gimmick even better for you, he won gold for America, but the WWE slash F crowd hates him.
Why? So when he won gold.
Because he's such a hero.
Because something like that we're going to touch on today is that his theme was very bland. Someone was like, boo, the boring guy won again.
Yeah. So he's good and just bland.
So when he comes out on comes out to wrestle now, the crowd still chants, you suck. No.
Yeah, that's his chant. Even so, you've got heels and you've got the good guys. Yeah. Even as a good guy, it's still... And he just laps it up. He's like, you suck. And he's like, oh, man, I'm loved. He comes out with his gold medals.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. I think I may have just found my favorite wrestler.
He's incredible.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what do you need? What are the requirements of...
All right, so basically we'll just go for a gimmick. So just an overall gimmick, which will include like your costume and maybe like why you're... Maybe like a brief backstory.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Your entrance slash theme music.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so wow.
We don't need an exact song.
Yep. Okay.
But just like, if you've got one.
Okay, yep.
But just like, hey, I want the screen to go dark and explosions or something.
Yeah, fine. Cool.
And metal to play. I'll allow that.
Okay.
And also a signature move.
Okay. All right. So for myself, I don't like doing a lot of things.
Yes.
I like to delegate. So I want to, my wrestling gimmick would be to delegate. I want to be the delegator.
Uh-huh.
So I want the theme music, I want to say that.
You want someone else to pick it?
I want
to
know, oh, that's also good. But I was thinking coming out, screen goes black, and then we just hear like
the typewriter set.
Oh, that's
and then
good.
Like that going on, and then Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 plays.
Oh, yes, nice. Yes, yes.
And then lights come on, and there's me, like mm-hmm. jacked as shit. Right? Yeah, like yeah, we're all yeah, muscle we're all bound. Here.
Yeah. Oh, I won't be.
All right, so just jacked. I want like a business collar,
yeah,
business tie,
yep.
business cuffs,
uh-huh.
and like some cufflinks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm noticing you're missing
business shoes.
Yep.
Okay. And then the rest of me just painted on.
So like a painted on,
like a painted on business
suit.
Pinstripe, yes.
Oh, cool. Painted,
painted
like
on
body paint.
Like body.
How much
paint,
physical
yes.
Are you going to do enough physical exertion ever that you
it'll sweat?
Start to...
No.
Okay.
No, no.
Okay.
And I guess for modesty, the usual like wrestling undies and like knee pads and stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right? Okay. Okay.
There
okay.
used to be a guy as well who I guess this is going to be the thing about WWF. Every possible costume design and gimmick has been done. There was a guy who was called the IRS man. And he used to come in a suit and he'd get on stage, he'd have a briefcase and he would sort of like, I don't think his move was to sort of like hand out tax bills, but there was something going on.
Oh, that's amazing.
I love so much that this episode is going to be us being like, can we top actual wrestling?
I just don't think we can.
I don't think we'll be able.
So that's like my entrance music.
Okay.
But then I want to like come in to Dolly Parton's 9 to 5, and then I'll go off to the side, start texting, and then about 4 or 5 other lads will just come
are
on.
Are they going to be other named wrestlers?
I don't know.
Or are they going to be
kind of like I don't know what
you
I should
could,
do.
You could have like the employees maybe as your
like that'll be the name of the group.
Yeah,
like
and
back
whereas
in the 90s,
you have the body painted suit, they have a body painted white shirt.
Oh yes,
body painted. Slacks,
yeah,
like sandwiches.
Firstly, the backstory. I'll try and do like a recruit drive.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
and be like, you know, kind of like a seek.com or okay. something like that, where like we're filming this, getting people applying for this job.
Yeah,
well, that's
backstory.
Good.
Can I be like maybe like an old like business school buddy of Vince McMahon? Like there was like a rivalry there.
Yeah,
I'll allow
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
But if you are going into this, we have to remember you. There's no avatar here. You are you.
Okay.
Yeah. At your current age.
Okay.
So we're gonna have to work on aging. Right.
You were a businessman as a baby. Business baby.
Business baby.
Vince McMahon, the guy, sir, the runner of the WWE. He has a son that would be your age.
Yeah.
Sick.
Shane.
Yeah.
All right.
Who is the best.
Okay.
Yeah, his Shane's gimmick is pretty much just like, how high can I jump off without dying?
Yeah.
Ah.
Shane just climbs. So while matches are going on, Shane just climbs the surrounding scaffolding of the entire arena to whatever height seems impossibly high and then waits till someone conveniently falls in front of him and then jumps off. And you genuinely think this guy's going to die and he never does. I guess he's worked it out.
That's incredible.
He also wears a very similar shirt to what you're wearing now.
He does.
Oh, yeah, baseball jersey.
Shirt. Oh, that rules.
But, yeah, and
well, I'll have a rivalry with Shane, maybe.
Okay. Shane, okay, so yeah. Shane and Vince have a rivalry. They often have.
Does that mean you're going to have to climb?
Oh, how about this? So, like a businessman kind of thing. So, I'll have a rivalry with Shane, but like maybe the protege of Vince McMahon.
Oh
your new son.
The new son, yeah.
May have a signature move already, but may I suggest one?
Please do.
Okay, so if your rivalry is with Shane and he likes to climb high things, can you have a prop that is a very tall ladder that you call the corporate ladder?
Yeah.
And you climb to the very top of it and drop off it onto your enemies.
That's perfect. See, I was thinking of something like the Synergy.
Ah, liking
so,
that
like,
as well.
We get about 4 or 5 different people just to like pull on one lad.
Like an old-timey cowboy punishment.
Yeah. Basically the rack.
Yeah, yeah, except instead of horses or a torture rack.
It's big strong men.
Yeah, it's the employees of a company.
I think your signature move, so let's say you have a bunch of wrestlers who are underneath you. Signature move should be right at the end, you've decided on an impossibly dangerous move. And your signature move is you signing a check. Literally a signature move going, how much am I going to have to pay you to climb twice as high as Shane?
You wheel out the corporate ladder and then you do your signature move and they have to climb to the top.
I like the idea of Shane McMahon jumping off something high whilst the corporate ladder is even higher and they collide midair.
Yeah.
If you can punch each other as you're going down.
As Shane is jumping, that's when you jump. Bang.
That's an intense signature move. I feel like there's a high chance of injury.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess that's fine.
Well, that's when we have to, like, you know, my lackey needs to be lost, like, lawsuit.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like, because, you know, when The Undertaker had Paul Bearer,
sure. Yeah.
I need someone named Lawsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
And I'll just be like this big guy also a suit, but yeah. Very, like, not well made, like, ill fitted
yeah.
suit.
Yeah. Is it painted on too?
Ill fittingly painted on.
Ill-fittingly painted on.
How do you do that?
If we have, like, the employees, because, again, all my wrestling knowledge is from the 90s. So when they had, like, the D-Gen and, like, well, the Wolfpack and all that kind of jazz.
The Authority, which is, which would basically be what you're replacing.
Yeah.
And especially so, like, if have you're working
another
for Vince,
one of those. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that'd be all right.
Well, that means you're going to have a rivalry with both of Vince McMahon's children.
Because
Stephanie's part of the Authority.
Does Stephanie have any particular move that Zammit can copy and top?
She's very good at just cheating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's a big fan of standing side of the ring and then waiting to be tagged in, and then the refs look the other way, and then she jumps in and just starts beating the shit out of someone. And then they're like, the ref's like, oh, I didn't say anything. And everyone's like, the Authority!
I'm just trying to think of, like, oh, like the audit.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
something
yeah.
Like that. Like, what's a businessy something we can kind of, like, go in there to stop people from cheating?
Yeah.
Like, oh, don't worry, I've got something to counter that. We have the accountant.
Yeah.
We bring in the accountant.
Yeah, it's going to be a boring match.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like,
very dull.
So
very
weird. Boring. Every time we start talking about wrestling, my brain's just like, wait, you know stuff about this. I'm like, where did this knowledge come from?
Where does it sit when I'm not thinking about wrestling?
Yeah. It's like it's just bubbled to the top. I'm like, yeah, of course. It's like this, 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 and this. I'm like, wait, how did I know that?
Mm. The funny thing about wrestling for me is that my knowledge of wrestling comes from the podcasts I do. So, like, my knowledge of wrestling is picked up from your knowledges of wrestling.
That's basically
That's some third-hand information right there.
Mm. Okay, so yeah, so the background is trying to be Vince McMahon's new son.
Okay.
And again, trying to make sure that I shirk all my responsibility and then take all the credit for the wins.
Yeah.
And none of them for the losses. That was the employee's fault.
Well, if you're looking for an easy in to, like, how you can, fit yourself into this timeline. Maybe you were, like, the scorned lover of Stephanie McMahon and you tried to marry her, but then she married Triple H. Again, a thing I just know.
Yeah, yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Duh, we all know that.
Even I knew that.
So, like, then you can have a rivalry with her and Triple H because, you were, like, scorned, but also you're also very business.
Yeah. Okay, done.
That's good. What a gimmick. What a character.
That'd be great. And each time I come out, like, I guess the head of the employees will be a new one each time.
Yeah.
And it'll be the employee of the month.
Oh, that's great.
That's good.
Yeah. Maybe you could sign up, like, an actual, like, a famous wrestler each month, being like,
100%.
Right,
this week it's
Kane or some shit.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. He's come out of retirement. My God.
Play of the month. Holy shit. Climb that corporate ladder.
Don't let The Undertaker climb that ladder. He will die.
I mean, Kane's an actual politician now.
Yeah.
He's like a sworn in governor in America.
It seems very easy to become governor in America. I feel like I could become governor in America.
Yeah, you don't need to be like a US citizen, yeah?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Arnie was, but he might be
a US citizen.
But he wasn't born.
Yeah.
Mm.
He can't be
a president, but he could be a governor. So I reckon we've all got a good
chance. If I went in and I was like, hey, any town want me? One will take me.
Yeah. Right? Oh, no, you got to go to, like, Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, duh.
Come on.
Hey, idiots.
Have you not figured it out yet?
That could be a campaign slogan. Hey, idiots. Have you not figured it out yet? Vote one Jackson.
That's great. Doing, like, touring around, going to different... Nobody would be happy about it, but they're like, well, he's the only guy doing it.
I guess his
aggressive and rude stance.
Well, that's, like, the thing is, in a lot of American politics, it's like they always run against no one.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe.
I could. Hey, idiots, vote for me.
Is that your gimmick?
Yeah. You don't vote for... No.
Jackson from Jacksonville.
Jackson from Jacksonville. Your wrestling gimmick is to get you elected somewhere.
I will be the only actual still wrestler. No, my gimmick is I wanted to get as lubed up as possible.
Okay.
So, I was imagining my entrance. I don't know the music, but you know how you walk down the thing?
Yeah, the ramp?
So just lube up that ramp, and I'll slide like a penguin.
Oh, wow. like one of them slippy slides.
Yeah, yeah, and I'll slide down and maybe we'll have a ramp at the end so I can get into the actual room.
Are you prelubed before you get to the actual lube slide?
Yeah, well, I'll probably have to, because lube on lube will make me extra slippery.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I'll come in and I'll, and I don't know what theme music is appropriate there. The one I keep thinking of, Splish Splash, I was taken away. Yeah.
Slip slide in a way.
Yeah, something you, like that.
Can you be called like Slippy Dan
or
something?
Yeah, yeah, Slippery Pete, something like that.
Slippery Pete.
And I just slide down onto the arena, and then my signature move is that I can't be grabbed.
Yeah, you can't suplex what you can't hold.
Exactly. I'm like the human soap. That's me. So when he grabs me on the waist, I just pop right out, get fly up to the top.
Fuck no, that's slippery.
Oh, I'm slippery, dude. I'm slippery as fuck. Then I'm up the top hanging onto the rafters and they can't get me down.
Yeah. Oh, but the problem is you're hanging up the rafters.
Oh, I'm
you're so slippery.
Well, I guess my signature move is I get grabbed, pop up, grab the rafters, slip off, fall on them.
And then just slide off them into maybe something else.
Yeah. I slide off up the other ramp out of the arena.
You fall down, like you slip down, fall to them, slide off into like the rings.
Yeah.
And so like bounce off that.
Yeah.
Slide back onto them.
Slide, bang, bang, bang. Just slip slop my way around that whole arena until it is impossible for anyone to stand.
It is famously hard to stand and wrestle in lube.
Yeah. But for me, I don't have to worry because I'm just along for the ride.
You're basically like a pinball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll just slip slop. I don't know what my backstory is. I don't know.
I don't know if you need one, mate.
I think if I'm just unannounced, no one knows what's happening, all of a sudden, there I am, and then I slide out of the arena and off into the annals of history.
Can I take back what I said? I thought every gimmick had probably been done ever since. We found the one.
The human soap has never happened before in wrestling.
What's your outfit? Because I just imagined Speedos.
Yeah, I was just imagining Speedos. Or it's good if I'm wearing, like, I don't know, something elaborate but still lubed up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know. No, maybe just Speedos will do me.
Can you wear a swimming cap and goggles as well?
Yes, absolutely. For protecting my eyes.
Yeah.
From all the lube.
I don't want lube in my eyes. That's what my catchphrase was. Aside in the middle of the stage, and before I fall, I'll be like, I don't want lube in my eyes, and then I'll put it back down. Maybe I'll advertise a lube as well. Why not?
Wait, during the match.
Yeah, maybe that'll be my sponsor. If I need a sponsor, it'll be a specific lube brand.
Each match you could have like flavor of
the month. Yeah, like flavor of the month, different lubes.
Oh,
whatever,
wow.
Whatever lube is the in the zeitgeist.
Slippery Pete's coming out with banana tonight.
And I'll have for the different flavors, different colored swimming caps, goggles, and Speedos. Yeah,
perfect.
And that'll be me.
All right, so the obvious Achilles heel to this is your slide.
Yes.
So if I was fighting you, yeah. I'd go for the slide before you came out. So what happens to you when you arrive and I've removed your lube?
I just crank along. Ah! My front! And I stand up with terrible grazing down my front.
It's like, oh, just burns. Friction burns all throughout. And he's lost both his nipples.
Oh my god!
It's gonna look like a DeLorean trail of fire.
The funny thing is, someone recently did that. They were running into the ring and tripped and just slid straight under.
Just disappeared under the ring. Yeah.
Well, that's another thing. That's if you get rid of my lube, I graze my front. If you just get rid of the ramp, I slide under the ring and out.
Like, here comes Slippery Pete, and he's coming down to the music. Yeah. Whoever you're fighting, just quickly rush over, just kicks over the ramp.
Yeah.
You just
into the wall.
My thing would just be to, like, so in wrestling, occasionally you get weapons like a chair.
Yeah.
But just like as you shot, like, I'd wait where the ramp is.
Yeah.
And just as you shoot out into the ring, and just hit you with a chair.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Basically, my greatest power is momentum. Exactly. If you stop my momentum, I'm just done. That's me out of the game completely.
What gets rid of, like, lube real quickly? I was like, a hose? Someone comes out with a high-pressured hose, just hoses you down? Yeah.
That's great, because if I'm sliding down and you've got the high-pressure hose, I just swivel around and
go the other send direction. You back.
I'm sending Slippery Pete back where he came from. And I'm gone. Salt? Does salt get rid of lube like it does snow?
Oh, imagine like getting
what,
like
grit. We grit you in the ring.
Someone just throws down grit at the end of the slide. You just come to a halt. Again, friction burning your tummy.
Absolutely. That's great if that happens in the moment where I'm pinballing around a ring and you just cover me in grit or sand because I'm just like grind to a halt in the middle and then you just wail.
Man, when your gimmick goes wrong, it's like the worst horror movie scenario. So
it started bad and just got worse.
It's so nasty to be covered in grit and lube and getting hit with a chair in the middle of the ring. The crowd chants, "Get Slippery Pete!
Kill Slippery Pete!
Kill Slippery Pete!" And everybody's holding signs saying, "We hate Slippery Pete."
Slippery Pete should go to hell.
Too slippery.
Slippery Pete, fuck off.
I'm trying to think if there's anything you could replace my lube with as another good way of stopping me. Like, glue or something.
Like some kind of sticky substance.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it depends. Oh, low quality lube.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
This thing is, you probably want like really industrial, like strength.
Industrial lube.
Strength lube. But if you get like real cheap lube, that kind of gets sticky after a while.
Oil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oil.
Oh, no. Just light a match. Now it's flaming Slippery Pete flying through the arena.
I think that's to be the thing. You test different types of slipperiness each week. Something always goes wrong.
Look, it's paraffin Pete. Whoa!
I like the idea of like, you know, your vamp for the or your mug for the audience is me getting lifted up by lackeys and dropped in a big oil drum full of lubrication before I
wait. Feathers.
Oh, yeah, just feather. Yeah.
Like, we could, like, tar and feather you, but this way, lube and feathering you? I hate this.
Just have, this is not a thing, but a feather cannon, like a t-shirt cannon.
Yes, yeah.
You just, and cover me in feathers before I reach the arena. And
and that's how you stop Slippery.
Before you reach the arena. Where's the slide starting from?
The car park.
Well, because, again, I've just got the, like, you running down the, well, sliding down the ramp, hitting, like, sliding down the actual ramp that's hitting your new ramp that is now the kick that sends you into the arena and just standing there waiting with a chair.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because that it would be so satisfying.
Kaboom! Just slam into it.
Like hitting a home run in baseball.
Yeah, I'd just be done. I'd be dead. I'd be out of it. Good.
That's the goal of WWE, right? To kill your fellow wrestler. Yeah.
But equally, I love the science of the amount of lube against the ramp itself that sometimes you just get that wrong and you never make it to the ring. You overshoot.
Or I just slam into on the side and bounce
imagine
off.
Imagine overshooting and just go run to the audience. Front row, getting accosted by Slippery Pete.
Sliding my way through the stands, slipping my way towards
it. People are wearing t-shirts that just say, "I touch Slippery Pete and I fucking hate it."
You know how like, they have the commentators near the ring, right?
Yeah.
It's always like, usually every now and again, someone will get slammed onto that. That'll be your opening move.
Yeah.
Slide across the commentator's table.
Slide across the commentator's table, take their microphones and everything with
them. You just say, "Oh my God!"
It's Slippery Pete. I really like as well the idea of never using my legs to stand. I'm just flopping around like a fish to get where I need to go.
And now a quick word from our sponsors, maybe.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Also, tickets for our D&D live shows are still available. Just head to sanspantsradio.com/live. And if you like this show, why not check out some of our other shows across the Sanspants Radio Network, like Thumb Cramps, a brand new podcast where Dusha, Jackson, and myself talk about the video games that have frustrated us this week. Search for it on iTunes and Stitcher, or listen directly from our website, sanspantsradio.com.
What's your backstory?
Disgruntled... Disgruntled lube worker. Disgruntled lube inventor.
So late one night you fall into a vat of lube.
Yeah.
Except
if I'm testing moist.
Different. Maybe I'm a man obsessed with finding the slipperiest lube. And it has driven me to combat.
So all your pre-packaged videos are you meeting with scientists? Yeah. And sort of discussing.
How slippery is this lube? And then
make it more slippy.
It's good because you won't be standing. You'll probably be
a flop up. Make it more slippery. He refuses to use his legs even though they are in fine working order.
Can you have, when you come on, the slippy sound effect?
Oh, give me like a... Yeah, absolutely, and I'll slide on down.
Well, because like when wrestlers surprise other wrestlers in the ring, usually there's like the entry music starts with like lightning crashing or glass shattering or something like that. Yours would just be like a...
Whoever's in the ring, like, ah, it's slippery paint. Time to get out a chair and just wait. This is an easy fight.
Just over the loudspeakers. Just the...
All my pre-recorded videos could be being like, Slippery Pete has found the slipperiest lube. And then I'm imagining like a big, like a basketball stadium with a target on one end and me just slide, just to like show my opponents how slippery I will be tonight.
Oh, like Crash Test Dummy.
Yeah, but it's just my slippery body slamming into a target from afar.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good gimmick.
It's an incredible gimmick.
As long as nothing goes wrong,
everything will go wrong.
you're easy to defeat, I feel. But
not if you're slow. Especially if you're slow. Just stand in one spot, I'll hit you eventually.
Yeah, look.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm proud of it.
I'm glad.
Are you not buying it?
Look.
Yeah.
I like what you're going for here.
Okay.
But I'm not entirely sure if you've gone hard enough into what you're trying to do.
Okay.
So I will be a wrestler called The Disgrace.
Okay.
Okay.
My gimmick is that I am fully nude and out of shape. Probably more out of shape than I currently am.
Okay. So
can you just come out eating like a cheeseburger out of a KFC bucket and there's just more burgers and chickens in that?
Yes. Okay.
Can you fill a KFC bucket with Coca-Cola and burgers?
Just very slovenly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So WWE probably won't allow me to fight totally naked, so maybe a G-string.
Maybe a cock sock. Yeah.
Cock sock. Red Hot Chili Peppers in mid-90s style.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do that. Okay, hang on. So, backstory.
Yeah.
You've accosted mankind. You've got Mr. Socko.
Mr. Socko. Oh, my God.
You are now defiling Mr. Socko.
Wow. He lives on my dick now.
Now he is your cock sock.
I had to hide my shame, but I'm still a disgrace.
So everyone's like, is he naked? No, he's got a... Is that me?
Oh, my God. Oh,
we like him.
So basically my role in WWE will be the... So obviously there's the face and the heel. Yeah. Face are good, heel bad. But occasionally heel fighters get really popular, so the WWE has to write a dumb storyline to make sure that they're good again. Just have them fight me. And no one's cheering for me.
So you will be the most hated wrestler by everyone, crowd alike. But far more hated than Slippery Pete will ever be.
I like the idea.
You are worse than Slippery Pete will be assigned people.
I like the idea that it's like a
go
title.
To a deeper hell than Slippery Pete.
Hell in a Cell. Slippery Pete versus The Disgrace, and it's widely regarded as the worst match in WWE history.
Slippery Pete forgot to lube the ramp, and The Disgrace just cried the whole time.
Getting a bit of fried chicken and just like dousing it in that banana lube.
Maybe you've ruined wrestling.
This is good for me. Leave me alone.
Well, maybe, even if I just want to go down that path, maybe just, like, because WWE has also done, like, weird things where they've tried to make the crowd hate people. So there was a famous wrestler recently, Daniel Bryan, who was a face.
Yeah.
And they tried to make him evil by pointing out that he's vegan. So
look at him not eating meat. Boo! Yeah.
What the fuck?
That was just, like, something that was just, like, he thinks he's better than you. So maybe the disgrace, like, I could be me, but in good shape.
Yeah.
And I just refuse to wrestle. I'm just like the whole time, like, the wrestling sucks. Yeah. It's not even real. Yeah. And then have, like, bad guys come and beat the shit out of me. Still, I still feel the same role. I'm just less unpleasant to look at. Yeah, I don't have to.
I like the unpleasantness. Chicken. It's kind of nice.
Yeah. What's the term when you break the wall, the not physical wall,
breaking the fourth wall?
No, no. The in wrestling, so there was one of those famous moments of all of wrestling was when Raw and what was the other one? Monday Night Raw, and then SmackDown.
SmackDown's Tuesday nights.
Well, there was a thing where they got divided into two, and there was a big match, and they all hugged at the end on camera, and they broke character basically. And there's a term for it. So it's when you admit to the things like wrestling is fake and so on.
I'll just
constantly
be
doing it.
You guys know this isn't real, yeah. I'm just playing a character. My real name's Joel. Thanks for coming.
You suck. Bring back Slippery Pete.
Can you also flick cigarettes into the crowd?
Yes.
Lit cigarettes.
Maybe. I mean, like, maybe I just keep exactly the same gimmick, but just go out dressed as me, be like, hey, everyone.
No. Well, yes, but like, just be smug boy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just the smug. Be the smuggest piece of shit that I know you can be. That grin that you've got right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's
great.
Like, that is... No. Okay. Your outfit is this face that you're doing right now, this smug grin, reprinted again on your... T-shirt.
On a
whilst
t-shirt.
You're doing that face as you come out.
Nice.
What's the smuggest song we can think of right now?
Are there smug songs? Maybe it's just Joel Dusha being like,
I'm great.
I'm great. Not a song. I'm great. I'm better than you all.
On a loop. I'm great. I'm better than you.
That's great because, you know, in wrestling, obviously there's physical exertion, but if you're hit by a chair, you're not really hit by a chair. So it's great to imagine you just not react and just ruin the magic for everyone.
Oh, no, that really hurt. Oh, God.
I'm in such pain. Not.
This is fake, and I'm better than you all. Get a job.
I'm doing this for the paycheck.
I'm only in it for money. Here is my paycheck. This is what I earned.
You know what? This week I earned too much. And then you just get like a wad of cash and burn it on stage.
I think people would dislike you. But people wouldn't even hate you the way they presumably hate a heel, where it's all good fun. They would genuinely hate you.
You took one thing that was sacred to me and ruined it.
You wrecked it. Yes, and I'd do it again.
I will do it next week at Raw.
Well, if you could do every move that you like are doing, just like with a slow walk, with a phone in your hand, texting, and giving it like, basically participate in wrestling whilst having a phone watch.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I'm into that. Being like, oh yeah, I guess I'll just throw a punch.
Gotcha.
I realize it's an audio medium. I pretend to throw a punch at Jackson. I'm like, shrug. Yeah.
He really hit me.
You throw a punch, and then like you do this, like the stamp of the feet, maybe 2 or 3 seconds like behind, and you're like...
Throw a punch, be like, oh wait, fuck.
Yeah.
Was that good for you, audience? Are you not entertained?
Audience, did you see what I did there? I threw a punch. It didn't connect, but I made it sound like it did by stomping the floor. I'll do it again without punching him. See?
Burn.
See?
Yeah. Why are you doing this?
I'm just here to ruin things you love.
Do you think if there are other things like wrestling that you could also wreck while you're up there?
Is there young kids that go to wrestling a lot?
Yeah.
Santa's not real.
Easter Bunny is not real either. I'll just go to like some like DJ nights as well. I'll be like, he just pressed play. This is advertised as a live set. This is all mimed. And then maybe live performances of music on TV.
Yeah.
This is also mimed.
Is that your pre-recorded video? It's a compilation. It's like you at one of those like meet Santa. You just pull the beard off, looking at the camera. Fake.
DJ shit.
Fake.
Just unplug it.
Fake.
Turn it off. They're just mouthing along. Fake. Call yourself fake.
Yeah.
Fake. Not real. I would be not scared to fight you, but annoyed.
Yeah. Well, like any kind of advertising where they got the nice like meal and all looking very nice and you look up to it, just poke it.
Yeah.
Fake. Look at this.
It's also good because what will happen is inevitably by my third fight, people will just start hitting me for real.
I genuinely hate this guy.
Bring back Slippery Pete.
Slippery Pete comes in, you're like, real. For some reason, real. He's actually doing it. We
this
don't
is
know what.
Fucked up. Slippery Pete turns face. We love Slippery Pete. He slipped into our hearts.
He slipped into the rings and then into our hearts.
Slippery Pete, you're fake, and then knocked like a bowling pin by Slippery Pete. Slippery Pete!
Woo! Get Slippery America! What was that hard to say? My tongue is lubed up.
Can you imagine me saying that as I'm leaving and I don't get it out before I'm out of there? Get slip, give.
Woo!
Hey, he's probably gonna say something good, but he has a mouthful of lube.
Yeah. And all it is just, oh, I've been.
What
did he say?
What's Slippery Pete got to say?
I love you, Slippery Pete.
The slipperiest wrestler there is,
and ever was.
Yeah. I'm gonna get to you as well because I just lube off all of your business suit rendering.
Trying
you
to cry. Ah.
Now it depends if you're part of a team, because I like the idea of if you're part of another team just doing like a before the ring happens, just coming out with a checkbook being like, this is a hostile takeover, you work for me.
That's slamming your logo on my chest.
But no, you'll again, this is you the face again, because like presumably you're the heel.
Oh, yeah,
she goes to slam the logo and it just slides straight off. You're like,
then there's just like a look of disgrace.
No,
like,
corporation can own me.
And then you come on with like, fake, this is planned.
He's
like,
not a real businessman. But by that point, I've slipped into the arena and the crowd is cheering.
It's like a crowd surf into the arena, but they don't have to push you.
They have to jump out of the way.
It's also good because the corporate ladder will not stand a cannonball from Slippery Pete.
Oh, I know. I'll be like, climb the corporate ladder. And they're like, come on.
I'm trying. It's too slippery.
You might be the first one I lay off.
It's great to imagine me worming my way up the ladder, like sliding in between the holes. What do you call this?
The rungs.
Yeah. It's like, what's the negative space in a ladder?
I want to hear something wild about a worm.
Yeah.
The worm is a finishing move by a famous wrestler called Scotty Too Hotty.
Wrestling's great.
Yeah.
And yourself, Dan.
All right, I've been thinking about this now. I want a character. I don't like the idea of fighting.
Okay.
I like the idea of fighting when no one's fighting against me, as in I've just got control of the punch.
Yeah.
I'm gonna come up with a character called the Shrink.
All right.
It'll be psychological warfare. So I'll get in the ring and I'll be against an opponent, and they'll be like, you're going to go down. I'm going to take you down, Shrink. And I'm going to be like, whoa, 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 whoa. Where is all this anger coming from? This isn't about me, is it? This is about your mom. And then they'll be like, no. And I'll be like, I've heard your mom and you don't really have a... And then they'll start breaking down. And then I'll lull them into a sense of insecurity and... My main move. Sorry, I've had a lot of time to think about this. I'm going forward.
No, this is good. This is good. Good.
So we're chatting. We're going for it. And so they're really breaking down. They start sobbing, and I'm like, oh my god. And I outside the ring always have my couch or my little chair.
Yes, good.
So we bring that through the ropes. We lay that down, and as we're talking, they lay down and they're just admitting everything. Yeah. So embarrassing themselves, being just all their secrets. Mm-hmm. As they're laying down, I have like a, you know, like Flavor Flav on, or Flavor Flav?
Yes.
Public
yes.
Enemy. I have like a big clock and I look at it, and as they're like admitting a really deep thing, I say, I'm sorry, our time is up, and I smash them in the head with my big clock.
Yes, good.
Roll them off and then just pin for three. And then that's all I do.
That's incredible.
But that, I really relies on them admitting to stuff when I...
I think that if I, as a viewer, was watching that, it would take like 6 or 7 times of that exact thing happening where I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah.
Like most things, I'm like, okay, cool, I've seen that twice. The third time, I don't care. This is what?
Every time it would floor you.
Surely he's not going to. He's doing it again.
Oh my god, time's up. He did it again!
Because you get emotionally invested in whatever the other wrestler was saying. You'd be like, yeah, oh my god, he's... Oh my god, oh, time's
he brained
up!
Him. He brained him with a clock.
That's the thing. It's Revelation TV. You've got The Rock admitting to everything that's gone wrong in his life.
And then getting wild on by a clock.
Yeah! The two things that people tune into TV for.
Yeah.
It's also great to imagine, you know, your wrestler hits another wrestler with a chair. That's very funny with a chaise lounge.
Yeah,
yeah, like pick it up by now. Nobody's expecting that. That's such a big chair.
That'd be great in a tag team match. Mm. The Shrink and Slippy Pete.
What am I bringing to that? The ultimate tag team. You drag on like the chair you sit in, and I'm just sliding around.
Slide off the chair.
Well, if you look like with Dan, your choice of wrestler, like. Versus us, so obviously fake, you would just deconstruct me instantly.
Oh man, yeah, you'd be in serious
I'd be like,
trouble.
I'd be in a lot of trouble here.
So yeah. this is like a Hell in the Cell, all like, you know, a four-way match.
Oh man.
How's this
cell.
Going
Rage
down?
In a cage.
Rage in a cage.
So,
Rage in a cage, Hell in a Cell, how is this going right. down?
We got to get you in the cell first.
Step
Slippery
one.
Pete needs to make it.
Yeah, who's getting, am I getting in the cell or am I just going?
Slippery Pete has gone in the cell or in the ring and the cage drops.
Yeah, yeah. They've dropped the cage afterwards.
So you're just pinballing the whole time.
Oh, so yeah, you've slipped in, they've quickly dropped the cage, you're like, oh no, bang, 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 bang. So you're getting concussed. I feel you need a helmet at this point.
He's got a swimming cap.
Yeah, the ring is lubed the fuck up.
Am I the first entrant into the ring? Are they like, tonight, you know, first contender, Slippy Pete, and then...
No, you're the last. You're the last, because we need to be in there. We need to contain you.
Yeah.
So we need to... Yeah.
Is that the narrative, that the three of you have to trap Slippy Pete?
Well, no, it's just the only way the match can go ahead.
So we've got the chase lounge in there as well.
Yep. Yes, yeah.
And then Slippy Pete's shot in.
Yep.
Drop the cage, you bounce straight off the wall. Yep. The match starts.
Okay.
So I think... The Shrink would target me straight away because I seem like the easiest target. Also, because I will be... If WWE is writing this, they like, get him out of there as quick as possible.
We also hate fighting.
Everyone wants three other people to win. There's no face. There's three faces.
I'm just trying to announce who's... I'm like, usually I just announce who's going to win this fight before it even starts, but Slippy Pete is the only wrestler that's real. The Shrink confuses me. I can't keep making this speech. Santa's still fake.
So I guess you go in and the Shrink instantly deconstructs you, and you're just...
Yep. Time's up, bang.
Time's up, bang, instantly.
I'm like...
I'm there in a corner.
You go in and you yell fake, and then you, the Shrink, you're like, maybe you're fake. Or you're like... Oh! Time's up.
Just lying on the floor pinned. I'm like, not fake, not fake.
This is all real.
Well, because like, if the Shrink got into your head as well, what was your...
The delegator.
Again, they would be like, so why do you think delegating something? You're in trouble. Getting to Slippy Pete's head though, there's nothing there.
Oh, I know.
I just like being slippery.
I know. The moment I'm there in the corner, either on a laptop, a tablet, or my phone, with another wrestler there, the Shrink's going to be like, excuse me, other wrestler that you've hired. Let's just time it. Go have a break for lunch. Take a 15, all right?
Try and grab Slippy Pete.
And then it's like, why do you need to, like, I don't know, not fight? Why do you need someone else to do your battles for you? And then I'd cry and admit something about my parents.
No, time's up!
I think you would start going, that's a very nice big clock, but, you know, I could get you a much better clock.
I could get you a bigger clock.
Have a sit down. Ooh, maybe leather. Have you ever thought about that? And suddenly start recruiting you. That'd be nice.
Does that mean we get a team up against Slippery Pete?
God, it's no use. I mean, what are we going to do with you? We're
dung, 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 dung.
Trying to swing the chase lounge, trying to stop,
stop
you.
Stop slipping, Slippery Pete.
Perfect delegator move here. With everyone, can you raise the cage? Thank you very much. Who wants to earn $50? Oi, crowd, bring me that boy.
Bring me the head of Slippery Pete.
But the crowd loves Slippery Pete at this point, because he's the only wrestler that's defeated me.
Yeah, but then the crowd can try and either get a touch Slippery Pete, get a piece of him,
yeah,
and then hoist him up on their collective shoulders and then throw it into the delegator and or the
shrimp. You've just paid whoever is operating the cage to lift the cage, you're like, what are we going to do about Slippery Pete? And you're like, don't worry.
I got this sorted.
The cage rises. I just slide out.
Disqualified.
The cage lowers again. And I slide out into the car park. Into the car park, into a bus.
That's waiting for you. It's sort of got you. You've got a little GPS chip in you that it can just see where you're kind of meet him on O'Brien Street. Quick, get the bus there.
Boom, into the bus. Next stop, Las Vegas.
Crowd are like, yeah.
They'd have to. Next week, Monday Night Raw is going to be wherever Slippery Pete has ended up. We'll have to head to that town.
We'll have to go.
See you at WrestleMania.
That's great if I arrive at WrestleMania with a big beard like I've been slipping for days and days.
Oh, let's imagine
you
somehow,
slipped around the world.
Somehow, like, the other wrestlers are trying to, like, one-up you, be your rival. They're lubing themselves up as well. It's nothing but a big old lube ball.
Welcome to Slipplemania 2004.
Like, you slipped so much you went back in time.
Fuck, I would watch a whole show that was just slippery wrestlers ping-ponging around the arena.
So my worry in the Hell in the Cell is that I can get into the mind of both the delegator and the disgrace, but with Slippery Pete, I've got nothing. I have no psychological power, so it would get to the point where genuinely time is up, because only an hour is what I get paid for. So you've gone beyond the hour. You've thrown me now psychologically. I'm questioning my job. Like, am I good at my job? How the hell did I not get this guy?
Stop Slippery Pete. What am I?
Yeah. So I end up taking my own clock and smashing myself. You've caused me to self-harm on myself. And I'm out for the match, so I think it's left with the delegator and Slippery Pete.
The delegator.
And as we know, Slippery Pete cannot be bought.
I cannot
Slippery
be
Pete
bought.
Is a loose unit.
I belong to no man.
I'm going to be, here's this contract, and you're going to slip all over it.
Exactly.
Like, damn.
I'm going to be covered in money.
covered in money. I'm going to grab the corporate ladder. I'm going to start climbing it. And I can't aim.
No.
You're too slippy.
Yeah, I'm too slippy.
I'm going to be like, I think that's where he's going to land. I'm going to fall. And even if I hit you, I'm slipping right off.
Yeah, exactly. Whoa. That's great because I can never stand up. I can never wear a belt.
I'm going to climb that corporate ladder, fall down. Trying to do, like, I don't know, an elbow to your face, slip off, hit the side, knock myself off. You're just going to keep slipping into me, smacking me
boom,
more.
Boom, 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 boom.
Like, consecutively, I think that's a 10-second count. I don't know.
So, something that's very funny here is something I didn't think about until just then. There's a ref in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
That poor guy. Just struggling not to fall over.
Fuck.
So did Slippery Pete win?
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to know. No one can hold you down for the three counts.
Well, I'm in that bus going to Las Vegas. So they're like, normally we'd award like a championship belt. Is that
so? All right. Yeah. Well, the shrinks. You know, the disgrace is gone. The shrink has knocked himself out.
Yeah.
So has the delegator. And so you're just left there. Lift up the cell to kind of award you the medal,
and
the
you
belt.
Fly off.
And then
into the bus.
Into the bus. Next up, Las Vegas.
So there's three KO'd boys just sitting, lying there in the ring, and Slippery Pete chasing that horizon.
And on that note, I've been Joel the Disgrace.
I've been Joel the Delegator.
I've been Jackson Slippery Pete.
And I've been Dan the Shrink.
And Dan, where can we find you?
I'm right here.
What? Come on, man. I'm right here in front of you.
Oh, sorry.
No, I do a podcast as well. No Such Thing as a Fish. So put that into the internet and you can hear my thing. It's full of facts.
It's good.
That was a subtle dig.
That's good because Plumbing the Death Star and It's No Such Thing as a Fish are good side by side things because one makes you dumber and the other one is No Such Thing as a Fish.
It's good that if you listen to both, you should hit net zero.
Yeah. This one made me smart. This one made me real stupid.
Listen to them both. No negative effects. Exactly. You're good.
Well, one. Look, you got left and right like earphones.
Yeah.
Just plug one in. It'll be fine. It'll be good. Weirdly, three episodes sync up. Tell us which ones.
We are not responsible for any deaths that come from this strategy.
Wrestling rules.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. You've had enough staying home. You've had enough confinement. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds, like the breathable, silky, smooth Tree Runner, the responsive foam and extra grip of the Tree Dasher, or the classic low-top look of the Tree Piper. Allbirds has a shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Whether you're traveling to the ends of the earth or settling in for a staycation, you need a shoe that's versatile enough to go with any outfit, durable enough to wear over any terrain, and lightweight enough to make packing a breeze. Being made from insanely comfortable, breezy eucalyptus fiber is a plus, too. When you wear Allbirds tree shoes, you're in vacation mode before you even leave the house. They're the only shoes your suitcase needs. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair of Tree Dashers, Runners, Pipers, and more at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.